takes care of all the old business. Now, we're open for our new business, and that'd be first case, please.
Staff would just like to remind anybody who's here for the application that 11,743 lands of fish has been rescheduled to the May 2nd meeting. So the first item under new business is 11,744. Michael K. Mantlow and Hilda L. Mantlow seek a special use exception to place a manufactured home-type structure for a medical hardship. Sections 115-23A and 115-210A1 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the north side of Salt Barn Road, approximately 1,390 feet west of Old Stage Road. The 911 address is 11,101 Salt Barn Road in Laurel. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 332, Map 8, Parcel 2.01. Again, it's a special use exception for the use of a manufactured home for medical hardship. Received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, no mail returns, and included in the application was the letter from the physician stating the reason for the need. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Is anyone here for case number 11,743? Oh, okay. Yes, if you would ever be sworn in first, please.
Sir, could you please state your name and address?
Michael K. Mantlow, M-A-N-T-L-O.
And do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
And did you receive a copy of the standards for the special use exception during the application process?
Yes, I did.
Yes,
sir. Good evening.
First, I apologize for not having enough copies for everybody. I brought 52 letters of support for my application, some a history of the situation. What I'm trying to do is place a mobile home on my property to have my brother moved from New York to Delaware so that he will be with his family. He has a medical necessity. He is completely disabled and needs 24/7 nursing care. The mobile home that I'm attempting to place on the property will conform with all applicable requirements, and it shall be aesthetically compatible to other structures already on the property. The placement shall not in any way affect the uses of adjacent and or neighboring properties. My wife and I, the owners, we agree to comply with any and all requirements set forth by Sussex County Code, with the understanding that, one, we may apply for a time limit extension after every 5-year term for the special use permit, and two, we will accept and will comply with Sussex County Code vis-a-vis removal of the said mobile home upon my brother's passing.
Staff would just like to clarify, the medical hardship is valid for 2 years, and then you just submit an annual medical note from the doctors every year after that, and then until it's no longer needed.
Understood.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Questions from members of the board? We'll start with you then, Mr. Ricker.
I have no questions. I was going to tell you that you need to, what you were just told, was right, okay? Mm-hmm. Just make sure you put that in your reminder somewhere.
Understood.
I have no questions.
Okay, Mr. Morton?
Is it a mobile home?
Yes.
Do you have any pictures of it?
At this time, no.
What year is it?
The mobile home is 2005.
Any pictures or nothing of it?
No.
Is it a new one? I mean, you bought it somewhere or?
I bought it in 2009. It's currently in Potnet's dockside. I'm going to move it to the lot in Laurel.
So you've been living in it?
Correct.
Okay. So it's in excellent shape then?
Correct. Correct.
No other questions?
Mr. Edson?
Did you say you had letters of the neighbors? Did I hear you say that?
No, I have letters of support from my brother has a little bit of notoriety. He was a comic book writer and a legal aid attorney. And people worldwide have written letters of support for me trying to get him out of the nursing home and get him down here with his family.
Thank you.
Mr. Mills?
Yep. Got different drawings with the application. And one of them shows a dwelling, proposed dwelling, that is 27.3 wide by 60 long, which would indicate, I guess, a double wide. Is that what it is?
Correct.
It's a double wide mobile home. Okay. And you would be able to meet all your setback requirements?
Absolutely. More than meet them.
Okay. And, I guess you stated that he has a handicap and...
Correct. He has a traumatic brain injury. And he's completely disabled.
Right. And there, and for the record, we do have a letter from a physician in Queens.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And you say it's 2005 double wide mobile home?
Correct.
Are you planning on putting it on a concrete foundation or skirting?
Skirting.
Skirting, okay.
My understanding is that when my brother passes, the home would have to be removed from the property.
That's correct.
So I'm not going to put it on the concrete.
Or not just if he passes, but if he no longer resides there.
Correct.
So if he
correct.
Went somewhere else, yes.
Correct.
And the reason being so it doesn't become a rental property.
Understood.
Yep. Okay, and then so there's a house existing on the property.
That's correct.
You live in it now, or you will be?
We will be.
Gotcha. Okay.
Once the other house is moved.
Sure. Okay. All right. No other questions?
Thank you, Mr. Miller. Mr. Rickard, do you have another question?
Yeah, you seem to you know the rules. Okay.
I try.
Good. Special use exception calls for a... will this affect adversely, substantially adversely the uses of the adjacent and neighboring properties?
It should not affect any of the other properties. There is only one residence anywhere near my property or where we were planning to put this mobile home. That's my nearest next door neighbor on the west side of the property, and she is approximately 100 to 120 feet separated from where the new property is going to be placed.
So
all the other sides of the property is open fields, cornfields, and empty fields.
So it will not.
Correct.
Thank you.
Are there any other questions?
A couple of clarification. How big is the lot that you're going to place the house on?
It's 5.1 acres. On Salt, facing frontage on Salt Barn Road is 148.50. And then the longest, the east side is 696.73. The west side is in an L shape, 212.55 from Salt Barn Road to the back. There's a 6506 cut over to the to the west side, and then then it goes further back 475.17.
And there is an existing septic. You've approached Denrec for connection to.
Correct. I have the letter of no objection from Denrec.
And are you going to landscape around the home when it's placed?
Most probably, yes.
And will you have a ramp?
Yes, absolutely.
No.
Okay. Thank you. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Okay, sir, would you want to come up here and be sworn in? Sir, you can sit right down if you want. You please come forward and be sworn in.
Could you give us your name and address, please?
Charles L. Breadbutter Jr., 11082 Salt Bond Road.
And do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you. You can go to the mic, please.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
State your opposition at this time, please.
My only opposition is there is a double wide on there currently with three bedrooms and two full baths. I understand his brother needs to be looked after on a full-time basis, but with a trailer that has that many rooms and availability, I don't see where he needs an extra trailer on a piece of property to this size.
Okay.
That's the main thing.
And it's being occupied now?
No, there's nobody living in it currently. They're working on moving a little at a time since they purchased the property in August of last year.
Well, I'll ask that question then, sir. Yeah. Do you have any other concerns, sir?
That's the only thing, is that there's already a double wide trailer there, a Class C mobile that has three bedrooms.
Okay, sir. There's another question. Mr. Mills.
Yes, Mr. Breadbutter. the question before us isn't, you know, if you know, how they're going to use it or what, you know, I mean, how many people are going to be there. We're not asking that question. The fact is they have stated they need it, you know, because of the handicap. The question before the board is, will the requested use substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties? So can you address that for us? How do you feel it would not just adversely affect, but substantially adversely affect? Now, we're talking about something that, you know, could be as temporary as, you know, a few months to a few years.
Adversely affecting it, I don't see. It's just a concern to putting a second structure, a livable structure, on a single piece of property that it was meant originally to be for a single family, and they want to actually put two structures there for another occupant.
So
it almost would be like having a rental. I understand.
Well, you know what? So Mr. Mills and I asked the same question. Okay, how will it affect you? Substantially affect you?
He says it won't.
It's just the thought of having a second trailer put there, it's just feelings.
Okay, it's presented as will not or will. You will say it will not?
It will not.
And Mr. Breadbutter, you do understand the request. If we approve it, the maximum time that we can approve it for is 2 years. Now, if the situation exists only for the person that they're requesting it for, okay, not, you know, for, you know, if for whatever reason that person would not live there at any given time, be it inside of a 2 year period or each year they can come back as long as that person lives there and only that person and have it renewed year to year. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, if that no longer exists, then immediately that has to be removed from the property. So it's we're not talking about a permanent situation.
Yeah. Well, I didn't. Those are some of the things I didn't understand before.
Sure. Well,
it was just a concern that I wanted to make sure was known.
Right. And we're not. Yeah. We're not here to approve a permanent situation.
That's right. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir. Mm-hmm. Okay. Hearing no other opposition, chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, the applicant states that the request will not substantially affect adversely the uses of the adjacent neighboring properties. The opposition agrees that it will not, and there's no other opposition that states to the contrary. So I make a motion. We approve case number 11,744 for a period of 2 years.
Do you have a second to that motion? Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,744. And all those in favor of the motion, Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Ricker?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
Aye, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,744 is approved. Yes, sir.